Hey, you've reached the Craft Brewed Sports Drunk Dial line. Feel free to leave us a message with any trash talk, rants, info about your team, whatever beer you're drinking. We don't care. If it's good enough, we'll use it in the show. Cheers, everybody.
Hey, guys. Been a while since we recorded one of these, but Mike and I won't fucking lie. Some weeks, it's story after story after story. It's just an avalanche, like this week. Other weeks, we struggle to scrape stuff together for Upper Deck, and then we got to try to cram these mini episodes in, and it's a fucking disaster. But this week, we figured, hey, we've got so many stories that we're cutting things out and leaving really good things out there that we want to talk about but might not have time in the show. At any rate, here's one of the craziest stories we've seen in a little while. So everybody's aware of Brian Urlacher, the former middle linebacker for the Bears, right? You know, that same superstar, about to be Hall of Famer, Brian Urlacher? Yeah. Well, did you know, because I didn't until I read it last night, that he's got a 12-year-old son from a baby mama? Now, that's not that shocking for an NFL player to have a kid out of a wedlock, but a little bit shocking that he's being sued by that baby mama. Okay, maybe that part's not shocking either. But how about to the tune of $125 million? All right, well, maybe that's not that shocking either, because they'll try to get whatever they can. But how about for the fact that she's saying the reason she's suing him for $125 million is he tried to frame her as a murderer? Right. She's trying to get $125 million because she says he and his lawyers went to court and used a story about her and her deceased husband to frame her as a murderer and get custody of his, well, about to be 13-year-old child. At any rate, the story goes that this chick got married sometime after Brian Urlacher and her hooked up and had the kid. And during an argument with her now deceased husband, the husband picked up a gun out of her purse and apparently committed suicide during the argument. Now, that sounds kind of fishy, and the details are kind of sketch as far as how anything else goes, but that's all we have from that side of the story. But either way, she says that Urlacher and his lawyers tried to use that to frame her as a murderer, and she's saying that's not true, that it's basically destroyed her reputation. Well, I don't know about you, but somebody can go ahead and call me a murderer. If I'm going to get $125 million out of it, I'd be pretty okay with it. Either way, crazy fucking story. And like I said, we've got so much stuff coming up on the show tomorrow night. We got Tank Mansfield in the building with us again. Talk all things UFC. It's going to be a good show, so make sure you guys tune in tomorrow night. We'll see you then. Cheers, everybody.